AN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the Check of Sports here on KJN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now taking a look at sports here on KJN, the game we had for you here last night on the radio, the Atlantic girls basketball team showed some progress in a 65-33 loss at Lewis Central. The Trojans slowed the game down and were aggressive to the basket early in the game to hang with the Class 4A fifth-ranked Titans for a while. Lewis Central led by 8 at the end of the first quarter, 13 at the half. It wasn't until the third quarter that the Titans fully pulled away as they took advantage of too many unforced Trojan turnovers to build a 20-point lead. The Titans were led by 17 points from Megan Holt and 13 from Megan Whitty as they improved to 12-1. Atlantic was led by 11 points from Catherine Leonard as they fall to 0-13. Next up for the Trojans, they have a home game on Tuesday night scheduled against Kemper Catholic. Also in other scores last night from high school girls basketball, it was Lewis Central winning, or as we mentioned, their 65-33 over Atlantic. Other girls scores, AHSTW 47-43 over Riverside, Audubon 43-27 over Griswold, Bishop Heelan beat Abraham Lincoln 72-60, Boone over ADM 46-37. It was Cam topping West Harrison 70-33. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine by a score of 42-40. Tennyson Schleswig topped Creston 57-36. East Union was a 40-30 winner over Southeast Warren. Glidden Ralston topped Arweva 68-29. Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center 65-39. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Bedford 55-31. Ogden over ACGC 51-31. Panorama topped West Central Valley 56-34. Red Oak was a 58-48 winner over Kemper Catholic. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Thomas Jefferson 61-38. Sydney topped Essex 56-28. South Page over Heartland Christian 46-33. Southwest Valley 60-57 over Pleasantville. St. Albert was a 50-40 winner over Glenwood. Stanton topped East Mills 54-37. Trainer 61-51 over IKM Manning. Twin Cedars topped Orient Maxburg 35-29. Underwood was a 74-48 winner over Missouri Valley, and it was Wayne beating Lennox 47-38, and Westwood was a 70-44 winner over West Monona. That's all high school basketball there for you from last night on the girls' side. For the boys, it was a thriller up at the Atlantic High School as Big Hawkeye 10 battle went into overtime, and it was Lewis Central pulling off a 69-63 victory as the game went back and forth down the stretch. Lewis Central led for most of the game, but never by more than 6 points, and it was close throughout, and Atlantic making plays down the stretch to get it to overtime. Chad Moran had a chance to win it at the buzzer, but came up short on a jumper from the free throw line. And then he came up big for his team down the stretch, though, knocking in points in the overtime period to lead the team with 29 points on their way to the 69-63 overtime win. Garrett Franken had 37 points in the contest to lead all scorers, and he did foul out the very end of the contest there in overtime, and he had all the points for the Trojans in the overtime session. Other scores from boys basketball, it was HSTW over Riverside 94-21. ADM beat Boone 70-65. Arweva was a 67-51 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Audubon topped Griswold 62-29. Cam over West Harrison 79-47. Carroll 79-78 over Carlisle. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 60-43. Abraham Lincoln over Bishop Heelan 50-47. Creston was a 52 winner over Denison Schleswig. East Union topped Southeast Warren 58-46. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 73-34. Glenwood beat St. Albert 75-62. Harlan over Clarinda 79-42. IKM Manning beat Traynor 49-39. Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 89-41. Lennox over Wayne 78-70. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 69-43. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Bedford 69-57. Ogden beat ACGC 62-35. Panorama over West Central Valley 47-39. Sergeant Bluff Luton topped Thomas Jefferson 75-35. Sydney beat Essex 61-52. Southwest Valley over Pleasantville 73-69 in overtime. Stanton topped East Mills 52-32. Twin Cedars over Orient Maxburg 67-63. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 52-38. And Winterset 53-44 over Ballard last night in high school hoops. In other notes, in the NFL, the AFC Divisional playoff game on Sunday between the Steelers and Chiefs has been moved from an early afternoon kickoff to primetime because of an ice storm due to hit the Kansas City area this weekend. The game was originally scheduled to kick off at 12:05 Central Time. It will now start at 7:20 to give road crews and public safety officials more time to treat roads and parking lots. The forecast calls for ice to move into the area on Friday and persistent cold temperatures throughout today and tomorrow. Additional precipitation expected Sunday, though mostly in the form of rain. The time change means the Packers-Cowboys game, scheduled to kick off at 3:40 Central Time on Fox on Sunday, will lead into the Steelers-Chiefs game, which will air on NBC. And we'll have that for you here on KJN. We'll have to pick it up in slight progress as the Iowa Hawkeyes are scheduled for a road contest at Northwestern. 5:30 pregame for that one, so as soon as that game is wrapped up, we'll jump into the Chiefs there against the Steelers in that AFC divisional matchup. Receiver Jordy Nelson will miss the Packers divisional playoff game against the Cowboys because of injured ribs. He will not be cleared, and medical staff determined that he won't be ready for the game. Steelers assistant coach Joey Porter has been rejoined the team in time for the playoff game at KC. He was placed on leave Monday following his arrest Sunday night during an alleged altercation outside a bar hours after the team's victory over the Dolphins. The district attorney dropped the most serious charges on Thursday after examining surveillance videos. Porter still faces lesser charges of disorderly conduct and summary public drunkenness. The Cardinals have agreed to terms with Trevor Rosenthal and Kevin Segrist on one-year contracts Friday to avoid arbitration with both of those pitchers. And the Royals and All-Star first baseman Eric Hosmer agreed to a $12.25 million contract for next year, avoiding arbitration with a deal that could take him to free agency. On Thursday, the Chargers found a new city. On Friday, they hired a head coach. The soon-to-be L.A. Chargers have selected Anthony Lynn, who becomes the first black head coach in team history. He replaces Mike McCoy, who was fired on January 1st after going 27-37 in 4 years. Lynn comes from the Buffalo Bills, where he was promoted to offensive coordinator in mid-September after coach Rex Ryan fired Greg Roman. Lynn was the Bills' interim coach for their season finale following Ryan's dismissal. And on the college basketball front, top 25 matchups today. Number 1 Baylor is at number 25 Kansas State for a 4:30 tip-off. Number 5 Gonzaga takes on number 21 St. Mary's this evening at a 10 o'clock Central start. And also it'll be 7th-ranked Duke at 14th-ranked Louisville at noon. And 9th-ranked Florida State plays at number 11 North Carolina for a 2 o'clock start. And also it'll be 12th-ranked Butler taking on 15th-ranked Xavier at 2 o'clock this afternoon as well. Those are matchups between top 25-ranked squads. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.